Of course, this is O Tannenbaum by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Of course, we're not reviewing it today, but the Peanuts movie opened yesterday.
It did?
Yes, and this is from Peanuts.
Wow, so what's that about? Is that the cartoon character?
Yeah, that's the cartoon character, Oh. Yeah. And something that we will be doing next week.
Yeah?
And I'm sure that a lot of people will be doing it next week.
Certain acting scenes?
Keep it clean.
Vibrating.
Vibrating. Yes. Yeah, well, you know, calling us live from the Veterans Day Parade out in Anthem, Sally Ann Martinez with the Outlets at Anthem. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
How's the parade going?
Oh, it's going. We're number 81, and we're right in the middle of this parade because there's over 150 floats, so it's
Wow. Pretty
fun.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
How nice. Hey, Sally Ann, this is Dave. Yeah, this is exciting. You got a lot of things going on. Of course, next Saturday between like 4:05 and 9:30 or something, you got the Anthem tree lighting. Always a fun event.
Yes, we're really excited about that. The show does start at 5, and we have Javier Soto from Channel 3 is going to be with us, so he'll be our MC.
Nice.
And then this year we have our headliner is JoJo. And so when she was 14, she was the youngest person to ever have like a number one hit. And now it's 10 years later, and she has released 3 albums and is just on fire. So we're so excited to have her as our headliner. And then we have we also have Maggie Rose, who's a country artist who's going over to the pop side, and she sounds fantastic. And then we have like 3 local artists, which we're really excited about too.
So, who are the local artists?
Well, one is a group. They're called Just Seconds Apart. And it's an adorable name because they're triplets from Scottsdale.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that cool? They're 16 years old. Really talented. If you guys Google them, you'll see. They're really great. And then I've always wanted an a cappella group. So the ASU Pitchforks, which is the only female a cappella group at ASU, is going to perform for us. So we'll have some pitches there. Yay.
Yes. And actually, you know, we're trying to get several of these artists on the show next week. The ASU Pitchforks, a few of them will actually be joining us in studio. We've already got that confirmed, and we're working on getting a couple of the others either on the phone or in studio as well for our Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Tree Lighting pre-show.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, let me know. I could totally hook you up in Just Seconds Apart. They're adorable and really good at what they do. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. And it's always so much fun out there. You mentioned Javier Soto, of course. A couple years ago when I brought, because I mention it on the show every year, I bring Frozen, my pet duck, to the tree arrival. And of course, we were there with Meerkat this year. And a couple years ago, Javier was out there on location for the arrival, and he saw Frozen in his diaper, and he thought he looked like Magic Mike because he was shaking it. He was shaking
Magic
it. It was his shiny purple pizzazz diaper. He was shaking
Wow.
it. So.
Hey, Sally Ann, did you get to meet Frozen this year?
I did, yes.
What did you think of the little duck?
Oh, he's adorable. How could you not love him?
Sally Ann knows Frozen. She's there every year. And,
did you change his diapers?
No, she doesn't change the diapers.
I don't do that. I have my 2 kids. I'm done.
Yeah, nobody changes anyone else's kids' diapers. You don't do that. But, it is an exciting event. And, of course, we want to mention Friday. You've got some special stuff going on as well, right?
Oh, yeah. So Friday last year was so successful, we decided to do it again. Yay! We will have some Frozen princesses there, or we call them our snow princesses. We'll be there for photos and meet and greet opportunities. And then also, we have a baby T-Rex that will be there.
Ooh.
Yes.
A real
one? Dinosaur.
Ooh.
Well, as real as they can be in 2015.
Oh, but wait, we have Dave's a T-Rex. Oh, no, he's
I'm an X-Rex.
Just as old as a T-Rex. I'm sorry.
X-Rex.
Okay.
As old as, I got it. So that'll be fun. We also have the Dickens Carolers are going to start the show
with bells
and songs, and they're going to be there with face painting and tattoos, and there's so much to do. So that, and then we're going to, So this year, we're going to get to watch The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Ooh.
And instead of those big we used to have blow-up screens. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going all out, and we are getting video walls.
Really?
Nice.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
That's very
exciting. So they're going to flank the stage. It's going to be really exciting to have those video walls up and the movie. And it's going to be great.
This is the third year, I think, we've been there as a radio.
Yeah, I've been there ever since.
For a lot.
But
how, you know, last year, look, well, ever since the last 2 years, you get really big crowds. It's impressive. How many people show up usually?
No, I would say on a Saturday night we have about 20,000.
That's just fantastic. I mean, that is such a great event. You know, Sally Ann, you do such a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
I mean, lucky thing, it's my favorite time of year.
Yes.
It really is.
You know, another great thing about it is, like you said, with about 20,000 people, is it seems like it and it doesn't. It seems like it in the sense where, you know, everyone's having fun and into it. But because of how everything's set up and the parking, it's not overly crowded to the sense where you kind of feel enclosed in. So it's, you know, just another plus, you know, for, you know, people looking to get out there. I mean, know that, yes, a big crowd, but, you know, it works. Very comfortable, yeah.
It's not like a Disneyland crowd on Christmas where you bump into people, you
wait
3 hours.
And the railings are sticky.
but it is, I agree with Craig, it's just a fantastic setup, comfortable. You have good food, you have good entertainment. It's a great setup, great management. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, but still, but get there early because, of course, you want to get your spot on the bleachers as well, right?
Exactly. I think the bleachers are like a wonderful seat. So, and you can grab something quick in the food court and bring it outside and eat and enjoy the show. And it's really exciting. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's also, you know, because there's so many people, and as you guys know, I'm an old New Yorker, so New Yorkers never go to Times Square on New Year's Eve. But so part of that mentality is, well, let's create something for the young families that still want to be part of that celebration, but maybe not be with the 20,000 because they have little kids. So that's really how Friday was developed as well. So this way, we have something for everyone. Of course, if you have small children, they still work on Saturday night. But if you wanted something that's geared just towards them, that's why Friday is around. And both of those events are free, and they're both from 5 to 8.
Wonderful. Well, we'll be there, and we're going to make sure everyone gets out there because Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Tree Lighting pre-show next week. Thank you so much, Sally Ann Martinez. Make it out there to the Outlets at Anthem next weekend.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sally Ann.
Thank
you
so much.
Soon. Okay, talk to you soon.
Excellent. Yeah, I can't wait. Always a fun time.
We'll be meerkatting, hopefully, and we've got several exciting things.
Special interviews.
Yeah, special interviews. Well, yeah, with Dave Isaac, with the Dave Isaacs. And, of course, this is We Wish You a Merry Christmas from Days of Our Lives, Patrika Darbo, who we've had on the show, Lindsay Hartley, who played Ariana, and Suzanne Rogers, who plays Maggie on Days of Our Lives.
You know your days of your life.
And I don't even have all those names written down. It's just the...
That's from memory.
Yeah.
From day one of Days of Your Life. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.